patient's name is John Wagner, first name J-O-H-N, last name W-A-G-N-E-R. Date of birth is 11/8/1951. Date of service 5/18/2022. History of present illness. This 70-year-old male presents to the clinic to get a refill on his medication and also to get his labs drawn. Patient also states that about a week ago he was outside doing lawn care, and he thinks he might have been possibly bit by a spider on the left side of his upper back. He states that his wife did use a needle or a sharp object to pop it, and he's been putting ointment on it and covering it with a Band-Aid. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current medication, Lipitor and Irbesartan, medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, surgical history, tonsillectomy, social history, denies drugs or smoke, admits to ETOH socially, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 133 over 78, heart rate 67, respiratory 16, temp 97.9, O2 96, and he weighs 152 pounds. Physical exam, general, he's alert, appropriate, for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, his mucous membranes are moist, pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even on labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft on tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, his skin's warm, dry, no rash, however, he does have approximately about a 1 centimeter abscess that is open, purulent drainage noted to his left upper back, just beneath his scapula. Assessment and plan number 1, hypertension number 2, hyperlipidemia number 3, abscess to his left upper back. Patient will have labs drawn today to check all of his basic levels, and I'll also do a wound culture of that abscess to see what type of bacteria is growing. I will give him a refill of his Lipitor and Irbesartan today, so he will get 3 months of that medication, and I'll start him on Bactrim DS for 7 days pending that wound culture. We'll call him with the results of his labs. If patient has any worsening of conditions, he'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. He does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.